Again, my name is Anthony Malott. I'm the newly elected president and CEO of Sea Alaska. Gunak yuchat duasak, ch'ak nachat sati, tsagwe di ayachat, kwashka kwan yadi ayachat, koyakan athabaskan dushan ayachat. My Tlingit name is Gunak. I'm tsagwe di. I'm a child of the kwashka kwan. My father, Byron Malott, was raised in Yakutat, Alaska. I'm a grandchild of the Koyukon Athabaskan. My mother, Toni Malott, was born in Rampart on the Yukon River. When I first told my brother, BJ, who many of you know, that I was looking into this position, deciding to step up and see if it made sense to run for something as honorable as the position that I've received, he grabbed me by the shoulders and said, "Oh boy, another politician in the family." And I can't tell you how further that is from the truth. I've been in the investment field for 18 years. I have a strong background in finance, investments, and the management. And I think at this point in time, for Sea Alaska, this was the right leadership change necessary, and I feel comfortable that I'm willing and able to do everything I can with the experience I have to lead Sea Alaska forward, and I thank everybody for the support they've shown me. I want to thank again A&B A&S for allowing me this time, allowing Sea Alaska this agenda time, and I'll proceed with my report. Sea Alaska and its board and management have always shown tremendous respect for the history of the A&B and A&S, and the dedicated work of so many to tackle the tough issues that our Native people have faced. So many A&B and A&S leaders have also helped lead Sea Alaska at the management level and on the board. And it was with this shared history and appreciation for the much longer history of the A&B and A&S that in 1987, Sea Alaska created a $500,000 endowment for the A&B A&S as a symbol of its incredible accomplishments on behalf of Native people. The earnings from the endowment were meant to assist the A&B and A&S to continue to advocate on behalf of Native people. During the 25 plus years of the endowment's existence, more than $1.5 million has been provided to the A&B and A&S. And currently, there's a balance of approximately $750,000 that should provide $35,000 in annual funding to A&B and A&S. Sea Alaska is absolutely happy and proud to provide that support. And with additional contributions to individual A&B camps, we hope we've created a meaningful contribution to help the group continue their mission. We also greatly admire the ability of both the A&B and A&S to do the grassroots fundraising that they do. And we know that with dedication and this grassroots fundraising, that you'll be able to accomplish the mission as you have for the last 100 years, well into the future. The history of the A&B and A&S and the history of the Native people we represent has been a history of change and adaptation. Sea Alaska's history spans just a brief period in comparison. We have to go through change and adaptation to fit within the for-profit structure we were built into. The greatest economic legacy of Sea Alaska has been its timber harvesting. Sea Alaska Timber Corporation has been in existence for over 40 years. Sea Alaska Timber has shared over $300 million into the 7i system. The 7i system has helped many Alaska Native corporations weather tough economic conditions. A significant portion of the over $500 million in distributions that Sea Alaska has provided shareholders and village corporations has come from timber. Our harvest has created a significant amount of jobs and economic opportunity within our communities. And we've built up an experienced scientific forest management planning team that includes oversight of a silviculture industry that additionally comes with community-based jobs to improve the second growth timber stands we have and also benefit the natural habitat. Given this long history within timber and natural resources, though, the board and management understand the value of diversifying our income sources with investment funds and operations outside of natural resources. 8A government contracting has been a great opportunity for many Alaska Native corporations to diversify away from natural resources. As the history of all of the other Alaska Native corporations are as tied to natural resources as ours. Unfortunately, the current environment for government contracting, the 8A program, is fairly poor. The growth opportunities are minimal. There are some, but typically it comes with low margin business. And this poor environment and the fact that government contracting may have high revenues but low margin, we need additional diversification. We're trying to do this through an acquisition process that we've mentioned at our annual meeting this past June. And I'll get into some of the key factors that we plan to make this successful. I just want to mention that the Sea Alaska Board has embraced the need for change, not only in our operating businesses, but also with management. Not only have I just started as Sea Alaska's new president and CEO as of June, but we also have a new board chair, Joe Nelson. To give a quick update on Sea Alaska's key areas of change and focus, first, we've been narrowing our operations for the past 24 months, making sure we maintain focus in areas that have growth potential and have a meaningful connection to our strategic plan and our values. And we've been exiting businesses that don't fit. An expected outcome from having fewer businesses is that our revenues and sales have declined. And in 2014, you'll see the result of this decline in our sales. But both our long-term growth plans within existing businesses and our acquisition or investment strategy will help reverse the revenue decline while also maintaining a stronger focus on the much more important net income or profits of Sea Alaska. And in 2014, we will show improvement, necessary improvement over the negative results we saw in 2013. We have worked very hard to create an acquisition or operations investment process that is well thought out and has the greatest chance of finding good investments for Sea Alaska in industries that we believe fit with Sea Alaska's values. A couple of years ago, Sea Alaska rededicated its efforts to instill the native values of Ha'ani, our land, Ha'shuka, our past, present, and future, Ha'fatsin, our strength, and Wuchiyuk, balance, reciprocity, and respect. We wanted to build these native values into our decision-making and strategic planning process. We all know how these values work within our daily lives. But I want to provide an overview of how we believe these values can be meaningful within an entity like Sea Alaska and how they can help us stay true to our mission of strengthening our people, culture, and homelands. To provide a quick glimpse into how Sea Alaska is translating these native values, so important to all of us individually, into its business approach, we have a one-page strategic plan document that is built around this values in action framework. On one page that all of the employees in Sea Alaska use, we show the initiatives that we're working on to achieve our goals. And it's within a structure that explains what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. And at the bottom, we translate those four core native values into meaningful phrases, philosophies that drive our decision-making within this strategic plan, and I'll quickly read that for you. Wuchiyuk represents the balance that we expect to create within all relationships, including our relationship with our natural resources. Companies, relationships, and projects that do not provide adequate value or do not fit with our core values disrupt our balance. As balance also includes the relationship that we have with our employees, our company culture must reflect how strongly we value the input of all Sea Alaska personnel. Our executive team accordingly strives to create space for every voice to be heard. Hafatsin represents our resilience, our strength, and also a great responsibility to train so that we perform our duties to the best of our abilities. It leads us to invest our assets in areas where we can use our strength and competitive advantage for the optimal future benefit of our shareholders. Our individual strengths are best utilized within a cohesive team that portrays Wuchiyah. Ha'ani leads us to strive for sustainable communities and a sustainable relationship with our land. Hashuka represents our respect for our ancestors and our drive to pass our cultural heritage to present and future generations while simultaneously creating prosperity and opportunity for them. We base decisions on our understanding of the past and our plans to advance both present and future generations. This has been an amazing tool to help Sea Alaska drive the change that we need and recover from a few years of financial difficulty. As stated within previously, the acquisition process, we believe that we'll be more successful if we find opportunities that match up with these values. As our oversight will be more focused because of the values match, it will help us avoid some of the operational issues we've had in the past. Our acquisition process should add meaningful new operating profits and provide and over the next couple of years. Our COO, Terry Downs, is leading this process with a team, including myself, and he's been focused on finding opportunities that create the most value for Sea Alaska for the investment dollars we're putting forth. Both Terry and I believe that making investments within Alaska or close to Alaska, such as the Pacific Northwest, creates a greater chance of finding investments that fit our values, fit within our historic operating expertise, but also would be the best match for building career opportunities for our shareholders. As management and the board have always maintained a strong long-term focus on capacity building for our shareholders. Another area of focus is probably familiar to many of you. Our lands bill process is meant to secure the final ANCSA lands entitled to us since 1971. Fulfilling our final land entitlement is key to our ability to transition into a sustainable second growth harvest. This is important as it maintains a significant industry within Southeast and the jobs that come with it. The lands bill also puts many historic and cultural sites back into native ownership. And for these sites, our plan is to create MOUs with the local tribes to manage. Given the losses we faced in 2013, and the reduction in the number of businesses we have, we need to focus on reducing our expenses, and we have for the last couple of years. This often leads to tough decisions, but in the long term provides the best opportunity for us to be profitable before 7i income, which is our most important short-term financial goal. We have been very focused, though, on maintaining spending in areas that provide meaningful benefit to our shareholders, such as scholarships, donations to Celebration, the A&B funding, donations to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and the economic development efforts of Ha'ani LLC. As we believe all these areas provide meaningful cultural benefits, and in the case of Ha'ani has a great chance of providing meaningful economic development opportunities for our communities. Another key area we have, in recognition of the tough environment that government services businesses have been in, we wanted to provide an efficient holding company that will house all our different 8A government contracting entities, which has become Sea Alaska Government Services. This will reduce costs, but will also provide us greater focus on our business development efforts. The new entity will become a meaningful contributor to Sea Alaska profit as it shows progress towards its strategic plan. And our last key area, and this is a very important piece of change personally for me, is that we want all the groups working within Southeast to have a much more collaborative approach to economic development. Pa'ani has been our most visible link to economic development in Southeast, but historically, Sea Alaska Timber has provided opportunity. Our natural resources and lands management team is also working on initiatives to increase economic opportunity in Southeast. And we have a minerals initiative. While looking for mineral development projects, they also have a focus on building service-based jobs within the region that work around the mining industry. All of these entities have connections and projects throughout Southeast. They have different partners that they all work with throughout Southeast. And I strongly believe if they work together in a coordinated manner that focuses their efforts in certain priority areas, that they will have more economic impact in our region than if they work separately. This collaborative, coordinated approach doesn't just work internally for Sea Alaska. It's been a major point of change that I've driven with our management team, and we are also implementing it across our business units. And I believe it has great opportunity to work with a broader partner base, external to Sea Alaska. If Sea Alaska, Central Council, Clinton and Haida Regional Housing, SEARCH, local tribes, Village Corps, ANBANS, if we work together to find projects that we can pool our resources, I again strongly believe that we will have greater positive effect in the region than if we tried working alone. There are many projects in Southeast that I say have a financial feasibility gap, meaning they have barriers to startup. They have barriers to startup that are too great to overcome by a single individual or a single entity. But working together, I think we can find partners that can help close the gap, remove the barriers, and make more projects feasible, which will lead to increased opportunity in Southeast. We've begun to sit down together with many potential partners and discuss opportunities to work together. Ha'ani started a CDFI, which is a nonprofit community-based lending institute that provides loan funding to businesses and individuals in the region. They've partnered with the Nature Conservancy to manage a business plan competition called Path to Prosperity. Path to Prosperity, or P2P for short, has increased the economic development idea generation in Southeast and has provided around $40,000 in startup funding annually. Ha'ani has additional initiatives to work with the Nature Conservancy in other areas, and they're looking for other partners similar to the Nature Conservancy whose goals align with the work of Ha'ani. These partnerships should lead to greater loan capital for economic development projects and greater investment capital to invest in Southeast projects. We also want to bring in expertise and have looked for partners with expertise in areas that will help our communities improve their efforts in fighting the economic challenges they face in high fuel, energy, and transportation costs. Internally, we have worked together to introduce our minerals manager to our local Southeast partners. We will not move forward with mineral development without local support and without a significant initiative on locally based jobs. The minerals development that we've looked at are not of the size that Rob mentioned yesterday, the KSM mine, Pebble. You know, these are more locally sized mineral opportunities. And again, we will not go into a community without doing a lot of legwork on the ground and working with local partners. Pawnee and Natural Resources has also worked together to organically certify our lands for blueberry harvest and help connect local berry harvesters to buyers. We'd like to broaden our approach to forest and ocean-based products that could create jobs for village residents, and we're open to broaden our partnership base with any groups that are interested in healthy foods and food security within the region. We have many additional examples of ways we are increasing our collaboration internal and external to Sea Alaska, and it would be great if we could find opportunities to work with the A&B and the ANS. A&B and ANS has always been a great community coordinator. They've led the way in collaborative partnerships, so I trust that we can find meaningful projects to work on. Thank you all very much for your attention, and I hope you have a great rest of Grand Camp. Gunak Cheese for allowing me to speak to you. Thank you.